From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday ordered construction of a wall along the country's southern border with Mexico to thwart illegal migration. During a visit to the Department of Homeland Security, the agency charged with protecting the border, Mr. Trump signed executive orders to build the wall and to counter U.S. cities that are refusing to help federal authorities identify and deport illegal aliens. White House spokesman Sean Spicer briefed reporters.
This will stem the flow of drugs, crime, illegal immigration into the United States. And yes, one way or another, as the president has said before, Mexico will pay for it.
The White House says the government will construct more detention facilities along the border to house illegal migrants until they are returned to the country of their origins. Officials say Mr. Trump is also considering a four-month freeze on refugee admissions into the U.S., as well as a ban for at least 30 days for entry into the U.S. by anyone from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, plans to return to the country Thursday. He fled after longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refused to acknowledge an election loss and sought to stay in office. When West African countries began a military intervention, Mr. Jammeh was forced to leave. His spokesman talked to reporters.
He informed me 2 days ago that on Thursday he would be here, but would not want it to be announced because he had to also thank those people who have actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace.
Mr. Barrow has asked that foreign security forces remain in Gambia for 6 months. This is VOA News.